Now look at part three.
You have 20 seconds. Now listen to the conversation.
It can be very difficult when you're having a hard time at school. Who can you talk to? Where can you go to find help? Today, I'm speaking to Grace, who had a very hard time at school. She's here today to talk about how she dealt with it and how she's helping people now. Hi, Grace. Thanks for coming on the show.
It's nice to be here.
So, can you tell us a little bit about the Text a Friend service?
Yes. It's a special text help service for students who are having a hard time. I think that school can be very difficult sometimes, and it's hard to know who to talk to and where to go for help. So I started the Text a Friend idea for students with problems like these. Students who are having problems text our special number and a student will text them back. Then they will meet and talk about the student's problems.
Why did you start the Text a Friend service?
Well, a year ago I was having a really hard time at school. I was having a lot of problems, and I wasn't finding them very easy to deal with. It all started when I fell out with my best friend. Then I started to get really bad grades in all my tests. I wasn't getting on very well with my mum and dad at the time, so I couldn't speak to them either. I just didn't know what to do.
So what did you do?
Well, in the end, a classmate helped me. It was someone I didn't know very well, but she could see I was feeling really upset and unhappy. She spent a lot of time with me and listened to all my problems. We spoke about what I could do to make things better. After that, I wanted to help people who were having problems like me. I wanted them to know that there were people who could help them.
And can anyone use this service?
Yes, absolutely anyone. Students of all ages can have problems. It doesn't matter if you're new to a school or if you've been there for years. People can have problems at any time.
I think some of our listeners might want to start their own Text a Friend service in schools after listening to you, Grace.
I certainly hope so.
Now listen again.
It can be very difficult when you're having a hard time at school. Who can you talk to? Where can you go to find help? Today, I'm speaking to Grace, who had a very hard time at school. She's here today to talk about how she dealt with it and how she's helping people now. Hi, Grace. Thanks for coming on the show.
It's nice to be here.
So, can you tell us a little bit about the Text a Friend service?
Yes. It's a special text help service for students who are having a hard time. I think that school can be very difficult sometimes, and it's hard to know who to talk to and where to go for help. So I started the Text a Friend idea for students with problems like these. Students who are having problems text our special number and a student will text them back. Then they will meet and talk about the student's problems.
Why did you start the Text a Friend service?
Well, a year ago I was having a really hard time at school. I was having a lot of problems, and I wasn't finding them very easy to deal with. It all started when I fell out with my best friend. Then I started to get really bad grades in all my tests. I wasn't getting on very well with my mum and dad at the time, so I couldn't speak to them either. I just didn't know what to do.
So what did you do?
Well, in the end, a classmate helped me. It was someone I didn't know very well, but she could see I was feeling really upset and unhappy. She spent a lot of time with me and listened to all my problems. We spoke about what I could do to make things better. After that, I wanted to help people who were having problems like me. I wanted them to know that there were people who could help them.
And can anyone use this service?
Yes, absolutely anyone. Students of all ages can have problems. It doesn't matter if you're new to a school or if you've been there for years. People can have problems at any time.
I think some of our listeners might want to start their own text-a-friend service in schools after listening to you, Grace.
I certainly hope so.